It's important to us to be thanked. But the one little catch that remains there, you can't change the behavior of the others. We can try to bring up our kids the right way. We can try to train people to have the proper manners and all of that. But ultimately, you cannot change the behavior of somebody else. The only person that you can change is you. So then we have to ask the question, what difference does it make if I say thank you? If I show gratitude for something that I've received? And I think perhaps the most important aspect of what happens when we give thanks is not just that we're being polite in a social sense and people say, oh, that's a polite person, but far more what it does in us. Because when we thank somebody else, we are removing the focus from ourselves and focusing outward on somebody else. We as humans tend to be very self-centered. We tend to be quite egotistical. We like to think about ourselves. We think about how political decisions are going to affect us. We are concerned about the noise from the neighbor's music, how that's going to affect us. We are concerned about how the boss's decisions are going to affect my job. We are concerned about whether the preacher's sermon is going to give me what I need for the next week, or maybe until Christmas. And it becomes really easy to lose sight of how things affect other people because we're so concerned about what's going to happen to me. What is that going to mean for me? What is that going to do to me? And when we give thanks, we are very intentionally turning that around. We're no longer looking at ourselves. We're looking at the others. We're recognizing what they have done. Giving thanks has an outward focus, and in an egocentric world like ours, that's a very important step, and it's something that is not automatic by any stretch. In Luke 17, we read about some people that Jesus healed, and the story goes right along with what I've been saying about the giving thanks. And I want to read this passage. It'll also be shown on the screen here. Luke 17, I'm going to start reading in verse 11. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Right away, Jesus' question seems obvious. Where are the other 9? What's up with them? How rude are they? I mean, we teach our children, as already was stated, we teach our children when somebody gives them a piece of candy that they're supposed to say thank you. These men were healed from a life-threatening disease, and they just run off. Why in the world would they do that? Now, we could come up with many philosophical ideas about what was going on. We could perhaps even assign each of those 9 a different thing that they had in mind. One had to get home right away. One had to get back to work right away, and so on. But I think it's more valuable for us to concentrate on what Jesus said when the one came back. Was no one found to return and give praise to God? Jesus points out that all of our thanks, all of our praise, ultimately belongs to God. Why would that be? Well, if you like to breathe, you might thank God for air. If you like to see, you might thank God for light. For that matter, you might thank God for eyes, because he made all of that. Yes, he is the one who has given us life. Now, obviously, there are times when we're not very happy with God, and we wonder, God, why did you do that? Why did you let that happen? But just because we don't understand what he is doing, that doesn't mean that he has forgotten us. It is quite the opposite. He sees our needs, he sees our pain, and he longs for us to have hope. And that's why he sent his son Jesus, the ultimate reason for us to give thanks. Giving thanks helps us to have a better perspective on the world that we live in. Giving thanks to God helps us to remember who is really in charge and who also has the best understanding of everything that is happening in this world. I've heard some interesting examples of how people have practiced giving thanks. They've consciously said, I need to consciously practice giving thanks. One fellow started writing thank you on the memo of every check that he wrote to pay a bill. Or in our context, it'd be more like writing thank you in Verwendungszweck on a bank transfer. That he consciously realized there are people behind this service who are doing something that I need. And if these people weren't doing that, I wouldn't have electricity in my house. I wouldn't have water. I wouldn't have many other things that I'm really glad that I have. And so he practiced saying thank you in that way. Some people like to keep a journal of what they're thankful for, a thanks journal, to be able to keep in front of their own eyes all they have to be thankful for. It's worthwhile to practice saying thank you in everyday life, but especially to the loving God who created us and who reaches out to us repeatedly. The loving God who wants to give us life and life more abundantly. He is the one who deserves all of our thanks and all of our praise. Amen.